Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
Yes, Happy New Year! It's 2021, the first Sunday of the new year. Welcome to the greatest year of your life yet. Amen and amen. Well, what an epic sermon series intro. If you're joining us online, Happy New Year. Welcome and welcome to the greatest year of your life yet. We have made it. And we didn't just survive, but we thrived in 2020. And there is greater breakthrough in 2021 for all of us. Amen. And we want to build some momentum for this year. And so we have begun our first series called Awesome God Today. And we really believe that one of the keys to momentum and breakthrough in your life is what we're going to discover in this new series called Awesome God. And so with that, and with the desire of building momentum, we fast at the beginning of every new year. I've done this, I think, now for about 23 years. And as a church, we've always done it. And we join with a family of churches, Every Nation churches around the world. Over 2,000 churches will be joining with us during this time of prayer and fasting, January the 11th through the 15th. And we have a fasting guide, a devotional guide. And so the PDF version, I think, is online. But let me encourage you to swing by the church if you can. If you're out of town, contact us. We'll send you a paper version here, and you can make preparations. Whatever God may be leading you to do in this fast, whether it be a full fast of just water or just liquids, or if it would be a meal a day, whatever it would be, can I ask you, can I even beg you to join us for this time? Because it really is a time to create momentum of the favor of God for this new year, 2021. And we don't know all that is in front of us, but what we know is when you have momentum and you face the challenges and problems, and there will be some, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I'm going to be the bearer of truth. There will be problems in 2021. Jesus promised until he returns, there will be problems. But he said this, be of good cheer because I have overcome your problems. I have overcome the world and all the problems and all the situations that the enemy can throw at you. And so momentum is a powerful thing. And we gain momentum with the presence of God. And there are certain things that God calls us into doing, praying and fasting, that helps build momentum and releases the favor of God into your life and into your home and into your career and into your finances and into your health. Amen? So, Psalm chapter 9, verse 10 is a verse I would like you all to turn to in your Bibles today. And it is really one of the scriptures that we've built this sermon series upon. And so I want you to capture this. I want you to get this, for you to get everything out of this series, Awesome God, as we unpack the names of God. The names of God. Psalm 9 verse 10, and those who know your name, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Let me read it again. For those who know your name, they will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Hebrews 11:6, the writer tells us something to how to bring pleasure to God. In fact, he says this. He says, it is impossible, Hebrews 11:6, to please God without faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Come on, say that with me. Say, he is. And that he is a rewarder of them, to them that diligently seek him. It's impossible to please God without faith. But in order to have faith in God, and to have faith that he wants us to live by in 2021, you're going to need to know who he is. This is actually the key to living by faith and discovering how wonderfully he is at rewarding his sons and daughters. For this is who God is. He is a rewarder, and he is a good, good father. And as we know who he is, and the more we know his name, the more we will trust him. The more you know the names of God, and he has many names, and the more you know those names, and intimately know those names, the more you will trust him. And the more you trust him, the more faith you will have, and you will see the breakthroughs that he has prepared for those who love him. For our God has prepared breakthroughs. There are breakthroughs that are already prepared for us, like God prepared the promised land for the children of Israel. There is a promised land in 2021 for you. But let me tell you something. There's some giants in that promised land. But be of good cheer, because those that know his name will trust him, and they will defeat every giant squatting in your land, in your inheritance that God has for you and for me. Hallelujah. It's a good fight. And come on, just like Joshua, yes, there's giants in the land. But for me and my house, whoo, we're serving the Lord. Amen. We're going to serve him because he's a rewarder. Because he's awesome God. He is awesome God. It's so important to know the names of God. To know his name. Names are important. And before I dive into the message, let me read a prayer and then pray for us today that Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, Paul writes, I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, to know him and through your deepening intimacy with him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to know you. We want new revelations of how awesome you are. Father God, you are a good, good Father, and we love you. And you showed how much you loved us by sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, Yeshua, to save us, to reconcile us to you. Jesus, thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for showing us what it looks like to be a good son or daughter to the Father, and that we can trust the Father like you trusted the Father. Holy Spirit, open our eyes, open our ears today to receive new revelation, a deeper intimacy with our God. Reveal the names of God, God's name, that we may trust him. For those who trust him will never be forsaken by him. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Names are powerful. Names are important. God's name is important. It's important to know God's name. Because if you don't know his name, then you can't give glory to his name. You can't exalt his name if you don't know his name. Now, the name that is above all names, and you can get really far with just knowing one name, Jesus, Yeshua. That name is above every name. But the more you know the names of God, the more you'll know the heart of God. And as we read in Psalm 9, verse 10, the more you know his name, the more you know his names, the more you will trust him. And really, it is all about that trust, because God is all about relationship. And in the midst of relationship is trust. This is what relationship's all about. It's about trusting one another. And you maybe have heard it said, well, I forgive you, but I won't trust you. Well, you've just cut that relationship off. Because without any trust, there is no relationship. Psalm 34:3 says, join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. The King James says it this way, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Exalt. What does it mean to exalt? Yes, come on. Let's exalt, Josh. Let's exalt God. What does it mean? It means to hold someone or something in very high regard, to think or speak very highly of. To hold someone or something in high regard. He wants from your heart to exalt him, to hold him in high regard, but he also wants you to think about him and speak about him. We're called to make his name great, to exalt his name. Hallelujah. See, in this series, what we are desiring is that we will learn more by knowing his name of what he is like. The more you know his name, the more you'll know what God is like and how God operates. By knowing his name, you'll know how he operates. And ultimately, by knowing his name, you will know him better. You will know him better. And so the first name that we're going to unpack is the first name that the scriptures give to us. And where do you think we'd find the first name of God revealed? Genesis. The beginning. In the beginning. And we don't have to go very far to see the first name of God revealed. And it's the name that we are going to unpack today together. Because as we know more about this name, the first name, the introductory name of God, we'll know more about how he operates. We'll know more about how he operates. We'll know more about what he's like. And we'll ultimately know him more intimately. Which, you want the secret to a changed life, if you want the secret to a transformed life, which so many people want, the number one thing people want right now, and at least this month, they want change. And the more you know your God, he'll give you the power to be transformed, not just conform, because the best the world can do is conform or reform. But God has the power to transform. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God. The Hebrew word here for God is Elohim. Come on, say that with me. Elohim. All those online, come on, say it with me. Elohim. Now put your hand up to your mouth and say it. Elohim. Elohim. You know, many people believe that God rested on the seventh day because he was tired. Tired creating the heavens and the earth. Tired by just speaking? No, God didn't need rest. Rest is all about relationship. That's why God rested. And he created us on the last day so that we could wake up to the creation, because our God is awesome. Our God is the creator God. That's what Elohim means. The God of all creation. The God of all creation. Before the heavens and the earth, God was Elohim. El is a singular form of God. The scripture describes El, God, at times. The culture and the world uses the word El, God, but Elohim is a word of plurality. It's a God, a plurality in that it's more than one. Now, in the beginning, before time began, God was. He's the God of all creation. This means he's outside of time, but he also comes into time. Pastor Lucas so powerfully during communion set up Elohim, the God of all creation, that God was before time, and he was not just singular, he was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And why is this important? Because for God to be the God who is love, there has to be more than one. And for God to be a God of relationship, there has to be more than one. And for eternity, there has been Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yes, it's a mystery. He's God. And without mystery, we don't worship. We don't worship that which we fully understand. We never will fully. But praise God, we don't have to. Praise God, for eternity we will be worshiping him and exalting him and magnifying his name as they do in heaven, worshiping God, speaking, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Heaven never stops singing. We get to join in. From time to time, we get to join in. And heaven and earth become one in worship. Woo, come on. We come together. We magnify his name. We exalt his name. And he manifests. His presence manifests in our lives. He occupies the space where he's honored. See, when we were born again, he put heaven into our hearts. He put his spirit into our hearts. He reconciled us to him. We were reconciled into relationship with him forever. The Holy Spirit guaranteeing we belong to God. But he doesn't want to just occupy your spirit. He wants to fill your soul, and he wants to spill out into the earth everywhere you go. See, every space is being occupied right now. Every inch of your soul is being occupied right now. The question is, who and what is occupying it? Is it stress? Is it worry? Is it anxiety? What kind of thoughts? What kind of images are occupying your soul? The Holy Spirit wants to fill you. Paul says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. His name, and exalting his name, and magnifying his name, and speaking his name. Come on, just say it. Elohim! 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 At home, Elohim! As we speak the word, as we speak his name, we are saying, God, occupy this space. We can't always change our circumstances. We know that here at Bethel. But we can always change our atmosphere. We can always change the atmosphere. And the way we change the atmosphere is we honor his name. We hallow his name. For his name is great and greatly to be praised. And when we say his name, when we worship his name, when we honor his name, the atmosphere of our minds and our souls and our feelings and our wills, it changes. It's transformed from the inside out. That's what transformation is. It's changed from your spirit. Your spirit gushes out, bursts out into your soul. And when the soul's filled up, where does it go? Everywhere you go. You just have the opportunity to splash on everyone. Heaven. Heaven changes everything. His presence. His presence opens doors. His presence protects. His presence. How do we fill? How do we fill space with his presence? One of the ways is we honor his name. We magnify his name. And how can you honor? How can you honor or magnify his name if you don't know his name? The more you know his name, the more you're going to know his character and his attributes and his heart and how he operates, right? Hebrews 11:3 says, faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, the invisible realm came, the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. Elohim, all-powerful creator. He created something from nothing. He created something from nothing. There was no heavens or earth. But this is who God is. He's always been. He's always been. And how did he do it? By speaking his word. Church, here we see the God of all creation. The end of Genesis chapter 1 says, and now let us create mankind in our image. We see Elohim's conversation. We see Elohim's dialogue. It's amazing in that we don't see their dialogue in any of the other days. But when it came to creating you and creating me, they had a conversation about it. They had a conversation. There was thought behind you. There was planning behind you. Elohim has talked about you. Elohim knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Elohim. Wow. Awesome. Awesome God. Elohim, the God of all creation, who created you and me in his image. And he gave us creative power. Now, we can't create something from nothing, but he created creation with the ability to be formed. Right? God created the heavens and the earth was formless and void. It was chaos. There was chaos, and out of it, he made everything. We have the responsibility and privilege of two, bringing order out of disorder. We have the opportunity and privilege to bring heaven to earth. And God showed us how to do it. It begins with how we speak. How we speak. And how do you create momentum? How do you create momentum in 2021 is you've got to change the way you speak, the way you talk. And no greater way to create momentum and presence and power than to speak his name. To speak out his name, Elohim. His presence opens doors. His presence, his power brings breakthrough. God has indicated who he is and what he is like through the various names that he gives us in the Bible. This is what we're going to do this month, is we're going to discover many of the names of God. And it's up for some debate if there's 16 or 20 actual names and then hundreds of attributes, or I wouldn't call nicknames for God, but attributes and of who God is. Like, he's the strong tower, right? He's the strong tower we run to, right? He's the strong tower. When you know he's the strong tower, you know you can run to him, and in him you're protected. No matter what, all of hell comes after you, run to him. He's your strong tower. He's this fortress the enemy can't penetrate. See, when you know this, it changes everything. It changes how you live, how you talk. See, names matter. Names really do matter. I mean, when I say the name Bill Gates, I mean, many thoughts probably come to mind, right? Like Apple's better, or Microsoft, or very wealthy, or vaccine, right? I mean, but a name matters. Because a name says something. It says something about you. Don't we all want a good name? See, names do matter. And if you stick around here long enough at Bethel, you'll get yourself a nickname. A nickname that builds up, doesn't tear down. It's very enduring. Amen? Names matter. Psalm 8, verse 1 says, Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. It brings you praise in heaven above. The Passion Translation reads it this way, Lord, your name is so great and powerful. People everywhere see your splendor. Your glorious majesty streams from the heavens, filling the earth with the fame of your name. Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Psalm 86:11, teach me more about you. How you work and how you move so that I can walk onward in your truth until everything within me brings honor to your name. Let me read it again. You got to hear this again. I got to hear some amens when I'm reading God's holy scriptures, all right? You got to go, oh my goodness, Pastor Mike, that is so good. That's so awesome. I mean, it's like God, he wrote the Bible for my sermon. I mean, all these verses, right? I mean, Psalm 86:11, teach me more about you. How you work and how you move, so that I can walk onward in your truth until everything within me brings honor to your name. That's it. That's it. Come on. Psalm 111:9. His forever love paid a full ransom for his people, so that now we're free to come before Jehovah, to worship his holy and awesome name, Jehovah. What does that mean? That means he's the self-existent one. Jehovah. It's the self-existent one. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Hallelujah. It's the name. It's what do you need? You fighting some sickness? You fighting some COVID? What do? Jehovah Rapha, your name is my strong tower. You are the healer. You're the healer by your stripes. You are Jehovah Rapha in my life. Come on, let me say something about using God's name in vain. Okay, we've all, you know, for years associated that with like kind of cursing with God's name. And we shouldn't do that. But what's more grievous is a Christian who, when they worship God's name, they're not doing it with their heart. It's when somebody prays for somebody who's sick and they actually don't believe that God is the healer today. You are using his name in vain when you pray for somebody and actually don't believe God's going to heal them. When you say, be healed in Jesus' name, but you're like, well, right after that, and if you don't heal them and da-da-da, you're like, no. He said he'll do everything you ask for in his name. You don't have the right to not believe that. And you dishonor his name. You use his name in vain when you don't believe what you're praying. This is why Jesus taught his disciples how to pray with the first phrase in the Our Father is, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Value, I honor your name. And it's in that moment that we exalt his name. We exalt his name because we're reminding ourselves of who he is and how he operates. And how does he operate? He speaks things that aren't as though they were. So what do you think prayer is? But speaking those things that aren't as though they were. Yeah, I know the facts say something different, but I'm speaking things that aren't yet as though they were. That's how God did it. See, the more you know who God is and how God does things, the more you'll live the life he wants you to live. You're called to be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. If God is for you, who can be against you? Resurrection power. He is the resurrection and the life. That power, that same power that raised Christ from the dead, the resurrected one, lives inside of you, the Holy Ghost. So again, God's names are designed to give us clues about his nature. We're to hallow his name. value his name and make his name great. You know, one of the reasons God scattered the people and the languages were confused in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1 at the Tower of Babel was because they were building something amazing. And it wasn't that they were building something amazing. It was they were building something amazing for their name's sake. It says, let us build this to make our names great. Ultimately, which we have seen, all the kingdoms of the earth that have come and gone, of people who have tried to make their names great. The wars, the destruction in the earth. If you think about it, it really, sin comes down to making your name great. What you're saying is, God, in this moment, I am more valuable. And I'm not going to trust you to meet my needs. In that moment, we've forgotten who God is, that he cares for us. He values us, and he's provided a way out of every temptation. Every temptation. We are without excuse, for God has created. This is our God, Elohim, the God of all creation, who's outside of time. Even when you think time's over, it's not over, because God controls time. We've got a story in the Bible of a man named Joshua who he thought he was running out of time. The sun was going down. He needed some more time. And guess what God did? He gave Joshua some more time. God can give you more time. God can speed up time. God can slow time down. Elohim, when you know this, when you know the God of all creation and that he controls time, he controls it. I mean, does that not want you to trust him, to put your trust in him? It ain't over. You breathing, it ain't over. Even if you stop breathing, it ain't over, because he can bring life back. This is our God, the God of all creation. He's awesome. He is an awesome God. So let's close making a decision. In 2021, we're going to honor and exalt God's name like never before. As we're closing, I want to say this. I believe there is great power in a name. I dove in this week a little deeper in my name, Michael Anthony Gowans. Gowans means daisy. But to kind of help out, my middle name, Anthony, means strong. And Michael means one who's like God. Anthony is strong and praiseworthy. Daisy, when you take that word, it's about new birth. It's the flower you give to those who've had children, someone who's just given birth, that's the flower choice. And so just in this week of looking at my name, one who is like God, strong and praiseworthy and daisy. I'm called to bring heaven to earth with force, to bring glory and praise to his name and bring breakthrough wherever I go and help others bring breakthrough into their lives. And one thing that my wife actually this past month in December, took our family through a discovery of a word for the year. And we've had words God's given us, and our corporate word here at Bethel for the year is breakthrough. This is going to be a year of breakthrough. But what I want to ask you to do over this week and into the fast is seek God for a word, for a single word for your life this year. Next week, I'm going to reveal my word that God gave me. We believe words are important. They're powerful. There's power of life and death in the tongue. Why? Because words come off of our tongue. Psalm 34:3. Exalt the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together. Will you exalt the Lord with me? Can we exalt his name together? This is going to build such great momentum in our lives as we dive into understanding his name, who he is, how he operates, what his heart is. Incredible intimacy with our God who makes all things new. This is a new season. This is a new year. Welcome. Welcome to what could be the greatest year of your life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you, God, that you are Elohim, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're the God of all creation. You're the God who makes all things new. You're the God who controls time. You're the God who makes something out of nothing. God, that's who you are. It's never too late. It's never too late for you. So, Lord, we surrender to you. Let your name be on our lips. Come on, just say Elohim. Just begin in this moment of prayer on your own lips, whatever names you know of God, just speak them sweetly, quietly, where you're at. Just say Yeshua, Jesus, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Come on, you're just releasing his presence. Atmosphere is changing as you speak his name. Let your lips bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. I give you the highest praise, Jesus. Father, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.